Summer is winding down, and sadly, that means the end of summer travels. But on the bright side, we now have lots of time to plan our winter travel now. For some tips on how to do that on the cheap, Russell Hannon joins me in studio. He has been our budget travel guide on the Eye Opener this summer. Hello, Russell.
Good morning.
So some of us may still be dealing with the bills from our summer vacation. What's the most expensive mistake you think travelers make?
Well, you know, ironically, it's often the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's where and when we decide to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time. Long weekends and holidays, going to the top tourist destinations where you're often paying a premium. And, you know, every day people come to me and say, "Hey, Russ, I'm going to this place at that time. How can I save money?" And certainly there's things we can do, but you could save so much more if you had a longer term outlook of maybe the top 10 places you'd like to visit in the next few years and prioritize those places that are least expensive to visit today, places where you may have friends and family to stay with or a currency advantage as opposed to a disadvantage. And that way you're traveling inexpensively now and buying yourself time to travel to more expensive places for less than it would cost to go now.
So if everyone you know is all going to, say, Cuba, it would probably not be a good idea to think, yeah, I'm going to go to Cuba too.
Well, for example, with the Olympics finishing in Rio, there could be a little window now shortly after the Olympics where you could go there and benefit from all the infrastructure and not have to pay those premiums that Olympic goers did.
Right. And you could go see the Paralympics, which are coming up. Now, there are some new low-cost airline alternatives that are starting up in Canada. Can you run through some of them for us?
Yeah, interesting developments this summer. New Leaf Airlines just got off the ground last month promising ultra-low fares. And so I took a look at it. Now, there's no service out of Calgary, but if you're willing to drive to Edmonton, you can get round-trip, tax-included fares to Abbotsford for $195, Hamilton for $395, or even Moncton for $480. So these are great fares, but the thing is there's only a few flights every week, so you don't have much flexibility. And also, checked bag fees are much more than with the major airlines. Even in the overhead bin, your carry-on, you can pay between $32 and $90. So basically, there's a lot of add-ons with that.
Okay, so that's New Leaf. There's also JumpOn's been around for a while.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a Calgary company. GoJumpOn.com allows you to bid what you're willing to pay to fly on empty airline seats. Turns out they're only affiliated with that new airline that we just mentioned currently. So I'm looking to see if it expands to the major airlines. And what they do is 48 hours before the flight, they notify you whether they've accepted your bid. This would work better if you're off for the summer or if you're retired and you really are flexible. Otherwise, that uncertainty and that short notice may not be right for everyone.
What about this new Icelandic airline called WOW? Have you heard of this?
That's right. So WOW Air, actually, they're really contributing to the tourism in Iceland by providing rock-bottom fares to fly round-trip between North America and Europe, and you can get free stopovers in Reykjavik. And I saw recently fares as low as $300 from Toronto or Montreal to Paris. So in those cases, I certainly want to keep an eye out to see if they do expand to Western Canada. But those sorts of fares, really unbelievable. But when I went to the website, most of them are in the 400 range. You can get those really great fares that they're advertising, but there aren't very many to choose from.
And you get that stopover in Reykjavik for as long as you want.
That's correct.
And Iceland seems to be one of those places I hear so many people have been going to Iceland and loving it as well.
You know, that's been a big trend the last couple of years. It's one of the top places that's really been emerging to visit.
Yeah. Now, for people who are looking to plan a winter escape, maybe not thinking about Iceland in the winter, but they want to do it cheap. What are some of your top tips?
Well, you know, if there was one day that was better than others to book an economical winter escape, coming up is going to be Cyber Monday, which is the Black Friday equivalent online, which is the Monday after the U.S. Thanksgiving. And last year, Expedia, one of my favorite deals, had 90% off hotels booked through their app for select hotels during a certain time window. 2 years ago, there was 50% off Atlantis Bahamas. So that day, Cyber Monday, you certainly want to be online because there's going to be lots of great fares to look for just in time for winter.
Wow, that's a great idea. Are there any countries where you expect to see great deals this year?
Well, you know, I've always believed that how you travel impacts cost more than where you decide to go. You can go anywhere and spend a fortune, and also vice versa. So that said, is to really look at places where we do have a currency advantage as opposed to a disadvantage. Also, places where tourists may not be going to as much. So, for example, we discussed Rio or perhaps going to Orlando. The tourism board there, just in light of recent events, that's a place that
because of the Zika warning in Florida. Is that what you're thinking? Well, people won't go there, or
I just saw that that in Orlando, Disney World, Epcot Center, and Universal Studios are offering free bug spray to everybody who goes there. It has certainly this is a fluid issue. They don't have Zika in Orlando yet, but certainly in South Florida there are some areas that they're monitoring currently.
Right. So they're concerned about that having an impact on tourism. They're going to try to incent people to come, I imagine.
Absolutely.
What if you're a fan of cruises?
Cruises. Well, you know what? Usually the less notice or last minute bookings, you can get better deals on cruises. But there's a website that scours all the best deals for cruises, puts them all on their website for you to just cherry pick from. So cruisesheet.com, you can go through it for locations. And actually, some of the better deals right now is Vancouver to Los Angeles for as low as $300. Now, this is US dollars, mind you, but yeah. Also Vancouver to San Diego and Norwegian for $275. Great, great, great deals. It's a one-stop shop where you're going to find better than average deals than anywhere else.
That's amazing, those deals. That's cheaper than flying.
That's right.
But you get to go on a cruise. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Russell. Now, before you go, I want to talk, because you're at Indigo at Signal Hill tonight.
Yes.
And you have some incentives to bring people down. You're doing you're selling your books there. You're going to be doing some book signings.
That's right. Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. We're going to have a draw for free two nights at Baker Creek Mountain Resort in Lake Louise. Also, people who get the book will also get 10% off a voucher at Pipestone Travel Store. So we've got some other little fun giveaways as well. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have about traveling.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you get a great crowd tonight. And thank you so much for coming in this summer and giving us all of your tips. Really fantastic advice. We really appreciate it.
It was lots of fun. I hope you save lots of money traveling.
Okay. Russell Hannon, he has been our budget travel guide this summer. And as we said, you can pick up a copy of his book at the Indigo Books in Signal Hill this evening, starting at 6:30.